The widespread adoption of body cameras has transformed the public's view of policing, making it easier to hold officers accountable. Increasingly, that's also true of police dogs, especially drug-sniffing canine units. NPR's Martin Costi has the story.
In March of last year, Alex Schott found himself being pulled over on I-35 in Texas. In the video, you can see the sheriff's deputy is friendly.
Hey, how you doing, brother? The only reason I'm stopping you is when I was watching over there, you were drifting over that fog line pretty hard. I just want to make sure everything's okay.
The deputy says he's just giving Schott a warning about drifting out of his lane. But then he starts quizzing Schott about what's inside his truck.
Do you have any marijuana in the vehicle? Any cocaine? Any heroin? And that's black or brown?
Schott calmly says no to this whole list. And then the deputy asks this.
Right. Would you allow me to search your vehicle?
I'd prefer not.
Okay.
Schott replies, I'd prefer not. And at this point, the deputy has no legal right to search the pickup. Unless.
What I'll do, we have a canine pretty close, so I'm going to have a canine come out and do a walk around your vehicle.
Drug-sniffing dogs, canines, are sometimes called probable cause on four legs. Because if a trained dog signals outside your car, then the police can search it. And that's just what happened with Schott's pickup truck. This scene has played out thousands of times on American roads over the decades. What's still relatively new, though, is that the canine handlers are now wearing body cameras, which gives us clear, up-close views of how they handle their dogs. And in this case, the video clearly shows that the handler waves his right hand at the dog right before the dog jumps up on the truck's door. To people like Lewis Katz, this looks suspiciously like the handler is prompting the dog's reaction.
I don't know that I've ever seen it so blatantly as in this case.
Katz is emeritus professor of law at Case Western Reserve, and he's written extensively about canine searches. Over the years, the courts have simply had to trust canine handlers when they affirm that the dog alerted to a smell independently. But now, with the advent of close-up body cams, that may finally change.
It's up to defense attorneys to start insisting on discovery of the body camera and to watch the officer's behavior.
The Bexar County Sheriff's Office won't comment on this case because Schott is suing them in federal court, accusing the handler of prompting the dog. If you want to judge that for yourself, we have put the video on our website. We also showed the video to longtime canine trainer Andy Falco.
Yeah, that's appears to be a cue of some sort that he gives the dog.
Falco gives expert testimony in trials involving these searches, and he says video is becoming much more important. In one of his recent cases, the Idaho Supreme Court threw out a whole drug case just because the video caught a dog improperly putting its paws on the car.
I think it's good for the canine units that these things are out there. It'll just make them better and make them train harder.
Others disagree about the effect of the cameras. Oklahoma canine trainer Ted Summers says video needs to be interpreted.
People have dogs. There's this misnomer, and I deal with this all the time, that because somebody has a dog, they're already some kind of expert on dog behavior.
For instance, when Summers looks at that video from Texas, he sees the dog already showing interest in the truck's door before the handler waves his hand.
The dog handler is the only person in the world that is the subject matter expert on that dog.
Summers says, if anything, video tends to bolster the credibility of canines, making it harder to accuse the handlers of making secret cues. Back in Texas, Alex Schott still drives that pickup.
I want to get rid of this truck as fast as possible. It's bad memories every time I get in it.
He points out the lingering traces of the search. They went through everything in his truck, and even the dog helped.
Slobber everywhere, dog hair, scratches in the leather from the claws. They pulled out everything out of the glove box.
They never found anything illegal, and the sheriff's office eventually paid Schott for the damage to his truck. But he's still suing on constitutional grounds. He's represented by Christy Hebert, an attorney at the Austin office of the Institute for Justice.
There's all sorts of problems with our government not having to have a good reason to pull you over and to conduct a search. And this lawsuit is about ensuring that when the police stop you, they have to have a good reason to stop you and to search you.
And the police's reason, or more to the point, the police dog's reason, is now a lot more open to review. Martin Costi, NPR News, Austin, Texas.